Second Chronicles, chapter 26, and this is our 20th study in this book. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It says, then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father, Amaziah. It says in verse 2 that he was the one who rebuilt Elath and restored it to Judah after Amaziah rested with his fathers. Elath was the port on the Red Sea through which the Hebrews had trade relations with the east. And as we will see, Uzziah did some very practical things for the benefit of the people that he ruled, Judah, the southern kingdom. And God was with him for most of his life because he was a godly man for most of his life. It says in verse 3 that Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. His mother's name was Jecoliah, and she was from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. Uzziah was good, like his father was good, before his father got bad. Verse 5. It says he sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. And those two little words, three words, as long as, those were big words. Zechariah was a godly prophet and teacher, and his influence helped Uzziah to stay close to the Lord all the days of Zechariah's life. Verse 6, he went to war against the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath, Jabna, and Ashdod. He then rebuilt towns near Ashdod and elsewhere among the Philistines. God blessed Uzziah's efforts because the king was doing things the Lord's way. Verse 7, God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabs who lived in Gerbaal and against the Munites. And so God gave Uzziah success against the nomadic tribes southwest of Judah as well. 8. The Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah, and his fame spread as far as the border of Egypt because he had become very powerful. Uzziah's fame, as well as his authority, spread all the way to Egypt. And it was so clear in God's dealings with not just Uzziah, but all the Israelite kings, that he blesses obedience. He blessed obedience, and he punished disobedience in very practical ways. And the same is true today. 9. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle of the wall, and he fortified them. And these towers were built in strategic locations for the purpose of firing weapons at any attacking enemies. They would be a very good deterrent, if nothing else. 10. He also built towers in the desert and dug many cisterns because he had much livestock in the foothills and in the plain. He had people working his fields and vineyards in the hills and in the fertile lands, for he loved the soil. Uzziah was interested in farming, and he did things to assist agriculture in the land. 11. Uzziah had a well-trained army, ready to go out by divisions according to their numbers, as mustered by Jael, the secretary, and Maaseiah, the officer under the direction of Hananiah, one of the royal officials. His military was well organized. He had many regiments of soldiers, which served in rotation. Verse 12. The total number of family leaders over the fighting men was 2,600. Under their command was an army of 307,500 men trained for war, a powerful force to support the king against his enemies. And so his soldiers were well trained and also very courageous. And it says in verse 14, Uzziah provided shields, spears, helmets, coats of armor, bows, and sling stones for the entire army. In Jerusalem he made machines designed by skillful men for use on the towers and on the corner defenses to shoot arrows and hurl large stones. His fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped until he became powerful. And you know, the first mention of machines used for throwing things is recorded right here. That's the first mention in anywhere in history of something like that. Uzziah, was on top of the world in every way because he was doing right in the eyes of God. Then notice verse 16. But after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. As my elderly mother would say, Uzziah got too big for his britches. His success went to his head, and he attempted to usurp the role of the priest. And that was something that God strictly forbid back in those days. There was a strict separation between powers, between the prophet, the priest, and the king. And so he, being the king, tried to be a priest, and that was wrong. Verse 17, Azariah the priest, with 80 other courageous priests of the Lord, followed him in. They confronted him and said, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priest, the descendants of Aaron, who have been consecrated to burn incense. Leave the sanctuary, for you have been unfaithful, and you will not be honored by the Lord God." And so when Azariah, the high priest, saw what Uzziah was doing, he went to him, tried to stop him, and he took 80 of his friends with him. And these priests were the best friends that the king had because they told him the truth. They said, "King, you're in big trouble with God, so you better quit trying to act like a priest. You better quit this right away." And then look at his response in 19. Uzziah, who had a censer in his hand ready to burn incense, became angry. While he was raging at the priest in their presence before the incense altar in the Lord's temple, leprosy broke out on his forehead. Those who refuse to repent will become angry when they are confronted with the word of God. And that's exactly what happened here. Uzziah made a big mistake by acting like a priest, and he made matters much worse for himself when he refused to repent. When confronted with the word of God, he became angry instead of submissive. That was a huge mistake. God gave him a chance, but he blew it. And so God struck him on the spot, right there in the temple, with leprosy. 20. When Azariah, the chief priest, and all the other priests looked at him, they saw that he had leprosy on his forehead, so they hurried him out. Indeed, he himself was eager to leave because the Lord had afflicted him. They had to get him out of the holy temple because you couldn't be in that place if you had the disease of leprosy, because that made you ceremonially unclean. And so the priest got him out of there in a hurry, and actually he was in a hurry to get out of there too because he knew that God struck him. And so the smart aleck king was cut down to size in a hurry by God's punishment right here. 21. King Uzziah had leprosy until the day he died. He lived in a separate house, leprous and excluded from the temple of the Lord. Jotham, his son, had charge of the palace and governed the people of the land. And so Uzziah was cut off from everyone and cut off from the house of God until the day that he died because of his leprosy. He stepped over the line with his sin, and by the time he woke up, it was too late because he didn't wake up until after God punished him. And, you know, if you're going to wait until God punishes before you wake up to your sin, it's going to be too late. You got to respond to the word of God. We all have to respond to the word of God. And maybe some warning shots that God fires. Because once the ultimate judgment hits, forget it. It's too late. It says in verse 22, the other events of Uzziah's reign, from beginning to end, are recorded by the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos. Uzziah rested with his fathers and was buried near them in a burial, or in a field for burial, that belonged to the kings. For people said he had leprosy, and Jotham his son succeeded him as king. And so Uzziah was not buried in the royal tombs. He was buried in a field adjacent to them because he had leprosy. So he was put to shame even in his death. And so we learn from this that God stood by his preachers who boldly proclaimed the unpopular truth. The truth was resisted, but God punished the king who rebelled. The rebel, like all rebels, was the loser. Anyone who is so arrogant that they would dare to fight against God will be put to shame. Uzziah, the great king, lived alone and died alone because he dared to oppose the Lord God in his arrogance. Next time, chapter 27. Until then, so long, everyone.